This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, all part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock. You here, Kevin?
Yep. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Awesome morning this morning.
It's very wet out.
I know. I like it.
It's raining like crazy. No, as a matter of fact, I came over the, the Ted Williams Parkway 56?
56.
Yeah. And then I jumped on to 5805, and it started pouring down rain so hard that everybody slowed down to like 30 mile an hour. You couldn't see, and the sun's off in the distance.
That was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's raining all over. It's tough to see, but all good. Plants are getting a lot of water now, and if there's anything that was burning in San Diego County, I'm pretty sure it's out. So we're done with that. So hopefully this can be a good thing.
You know what? San Diego did really well this year for fire season.
Yeah, keep your fingers crossed.
Well, we're out of it now, so I mean,
for the most part, yes. Yeah, we got October.
Northern California wasn't good.
No. Hopefully they're getting some of this rain too.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, but now what happens is we have to worry about if you remember, like, some of those really bad burn areas, mudslides.
Yes.
So, anyway, our thoughts go out to all the people out there that have to deal with all those issues. No question about it. It's go from one extreme to another for sure. So, all right, folks, we're here this morning on Auto Talk Radio Live. If you want to give us a call at 1-888-344-1170, that's 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about, whether it's in relation to your car in a lot of rain or not. So some cars that haven't been washed in forever are getting washed today.
Yeah, but... This is you know, if you notice when your car's like really dirty like that, the rain just makes it worse.
Well, except for like in a pour down like that. I mean, it pretty much rinses out.
Yeah, but you just got to rub the dirt still to get it. You know what I'm saying?
You do. And the sides of your car where the water's splashing up off the ground when it dries is, yes. It's not like going to a car wash. Don't get me wrong. But your window is definitely cleaner.
Yeah, once you use the windshield wipers. But if you, you know what I mean? It's kind of like if you don't use the side windows, if they're dirty. And they get wet like that, it's almost like it makes them worse.
Sometimes it does. You're right. No question about that. So what are we talking about this morning? Extended warranties. And this is funny because the garden guys ask us this question on the way out about extended warranties. And you may hear that on the radio and a lot of prominent conservative talk show hosts have been endorsing certain extended warranty that they're selling out there. And so I thought this would probably be a good item to talk about. There's a lot of different options out there when it comes to extended warranties. And so my big thing is extended warranties worth the money that you spend on them?
I have one question. Are there still any
prominent
companies out there? Mm-hmm. Because every time I see or we deal with normally extended warranty, like when you're moving your car from like 35,000 miles to 75,000 miles and the manufacturer's giving you the extension warranty, those extended warranties are pretty decent normally. You know what I'm saying? They will cover things.
You're talking like GM had one. I forget what it was called.
They did their own extended warranty.
Ford has extended care. Chrysler has Chrysler care.
Yeah. And most of those were decent. You know what I mean? They didn't hide things. But I noticed a lot of these, like I'll call them aftermarket companies. It seemed like, we had like one transmission come out one time, and they came out and they're like, the transmission had burned up. I don't remember exactly. It lost reverse or whatever it did. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I just remember the guy looked on it and he goes, oh, there's a leak. There was like one drip of fluid leaking out of like the speedometer cable or something. It wasn't, you could tell that that was not like it dumped all the fluid out of that leak. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they would not warranty what happened to that transmission because you get what I'm saying?
That well, that brings up a good point. There's a lot of them like that looking for anything that we, you know, can do that they can do. We still deal with a lot of them through, there's a humongous used car seller. I don't need to say their name because I'm not endorsing them, but that sells cars, and they have some of their own extended warranties, and they're okay, but they look for things just like prime example. We have a Hyundai that those are known for ingesting oil, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So certain motors on Hyundais, and it's out of Hyundai's warranty, and it's out of Hyundai's extended what they did. They extended 100,000 or whatever. Or this car doesn't fall in that. I don't remember what it is. But anyway, they do have an extended warranty that they purchased. And they came out and they're all, oh, commercial use. It's got a lift sticker in the window. I was like, whoa. Yeah. So, you know, they do look for ways to prevent. Now, keep in mind, like I was explaining to the when we were talking in the hallway to the garden guys, you know, and he asked a good question about this one that they've been pushing a lot, extended warranty out there on the radio. He says, you know, do they, well, sure, they do pay for some things. Yes, without question. But remember, they're an insurance company. Just like anything, they look to mitigate their cost all the time. So in other words, if there's a way for them to prevent from being out, their job is to make money, right? I mean, that's what they do. Insurance companies make more money. I think it's one of them, you know, I'll have to ask my good friend Brent Wilsey, but I believe that's one of the highest grossing industries in the United States. They make more money than anything. They're you know, so when you see that they pay out a lot here and there, they're still making a ton of money.
Okay, but normally when they do an extended warranty like GMs or Fords, because they only do it to 75,000 miles, them companies don't usually have a lot of stipulations because the car has so few miles that they don't have. They normally will just pay out for anything. But the problem is because the car has such low miles on it, they normally don't have to pay out.
They have,
you know what I'm saying there.
They have very few claims.
Yes.
So exactly. Yeah. No. And they don't cover maintenance. Obviously, they cover just repairs.
So that's why the ones with higher mileage, like when they want to extend your car to 200,000 miles, they're going to have every stipulation in the book. So when they do get that, because they're probably going to get that claim because it does have that many high miles on it, but they're going to have all these stipulations in there so that they don't have to pay out.
Correct. So typically what we're talking about is cars that are 80, 90,000 miles and higher, over 100,000 miles and up. Because I've seen them write these things on 120,000 mile cars. Now, that doesn't mean anything. Everybody knows I drive a truck to 350,000 miles, but the chance of having something go wrong is a lot higher that it's playing the odds. So a couple things happen here. They have all these different clauses in there. My favorite one is as like kind quality. And everybody's scratching their head going, well, what's that mean? That means that you have a that's my favorite clause because, you know, that means that they can give you as like kind quality. So in other words, they don't. Your transmission goes bad. They don't have to pay to rebuild or replace or remanufacture. Go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
I'm just laughing because that's when they go out to the wrecking yard and find a car with 350,000 miles on it and get you a used 350,000 miles transmission.
Well, yeah. And the one you had in the car was already used.
I know.
Just because it's broken. I mean, it. You know. So, but the point to that is they're big on that. A lot of these extended warranty companies that are selling on higher mileage cars. So without a question, that is something that you could look for in your contract if you're going to purchase one of these, you know, and no. On odds, more extended warranties are purchased than are used, though, I'm going to tell you now. And or they find ways to get out of paying a claim. So once again, this is an insurance business. They're licensed as insurance, especially here in California. It's licensed under insurance, so you're purchasing insurance. Their job is to prevent the payout claims like anything else. So just like your car insurance, they always want to know who's at fault so that they can figure out, you know what? If they're your insurer and you're not at fault, they want to go after the other person to hit you, right? Because they're going to get their money back. If you're at fault, then it's going to go as a ding against you. And guess what's going to happen? Your insurance is going to cost more in short order. So yeah, you should know that with the child that you have been driving on your insurance.
His insurance is more than a car payment. So
Do you have him on his own insurance?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
That'd be like a truck payment.
It would.
That'd be like a $100,000 truck payment then.
It'd be great. I remember when Zach was young, there was a couple things and let's face it, when you're a young kid, you're especially a boy, they tend to be crazy stuff. Like I remember one time he's at a traffic light and he decides he wants to go a different direction. So he backs up and slams right into the car behind. What are you laughing about? And I said, how did you manage that? And he's all, well, I didn't think anybody was behind me. I said, did you look? That we don't back up at traffic lights. Don't do that again. So anyway, yeah. Yeah, I know. It is what it is.
I know.
It's all about growing up, man. I learned about it. Good news is he has his own insurance and he doesn't do that stuff anymore. So,
well, of course, because now he's on his own insurance.
Very true. Very true. Anyway, so we are talking about extended warranties this morning. Appreciate everybody listening or joining us. If you want to give us a call here, though, anything automotive related, 888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. And we're going to jump into this, talk about all different things, because there is so many things that you can read over and find out about these extended warranties before purchasing them. And I often tell folks, if you're a client of ours and you thinking of one of these, you can always get a copy of it, bring it in. We can read it over together and tell you, hey, what's good, what's not. So typically, you can take your vehicle to any certified repair facility of your choosing. So we do a ton of extended warranty stuff here and there, but you usually there's, like I said, one car reseller that we tend to see a lot of their extended warranties. We do a lot of their stuff, and that's mainly because we're seeing these because they sell a lot of cars and then they sell a lot of warranties on top of them with the car. I have yet to see the extended warranty those guys were talking about come in that I know of to our facility that they're pushing so hard. And you all know what it is. If you listen to talk radio a lot, or they're pushing it on TV too. I see it on when I'm like watching Fox News or whatever at the gym, you know, when whatever news channel, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, the national news, they're pushing this extended warranty also that anybody can purchase. You can pick up the phone and call.
I was going to say, is that the same company that makes phone calls out to people?
Well, yeah, no, I don't know. Yeah, there is a company that does that.
And like
I blocked 400 numbers, I think, so far now.
Yeah, but you know what? They use the same zip code phone numbers. It's like, you know, and now they, all these top
marketers. What they do is, whatever they're doing is illegal because the numbers that they grab, they it's a spoof. That's not really their number.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it shows
exactly.
Up a caller ID. Yeah. So you answer and then it's like, oh, we're calling about the car owner's extended store.
I don't even get to the name of the company.
It's good to hang up on, and then it's good to then block if you have a cell phone. Anyway, let's grab Chris real quick in Tierra Santa. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, speaking of extended warranties, I damaged the other day a Michelin tire. And the sidewall had started to get a bubble on it, and so I took it to the place where I bought it, and I found out it was still actually under warranty, so they gave me a pro rating. The question I have is, in the old days, it used to be that, and it regards the new tire that I'm going to get, I'd like to put it on a different side of the car. And it used to be, and all of them, many of the manuals, tires had to spin in the same direction. They told you don't swap them, so they spin the other way. Mm-hmm. Is there still anything about that, especially with radials? Is there anything about the direction, changing the direction of spin of the wheel?
Well, you have to be very careful with a lot of radials today. There's actually an arrow on them, and they have only one direction.
Oh.
Okay, so if they don't, then you can cross. Rotate these if you need to, if they don't. But the other thing also these days with a lot of cars and how tires are coming out, the front tires will be different size than the rear tires. So you got to be, I mean, there's a lot of things we got to be careful of now with vehicles as far as that goes and tires. But yeah, a lot of the good radial tires these days have a rotational direction and they're built to run that way. And you would not want to run them the opposite direction.
Okay, very good to know. The other thing, my wife's car, when we bought it, they tried to push from the dealer the extended warranty, saying that, oh, you're going to need all these program updates, like reprogramming the ECU and stuff. And I declined it, but after a while, I kept thinking about TPMS sensor, and I'm going to have to pay to get those programmed when those sensors die, or, you know, the batteries in them. But I'm glad to find out that the place that would install these things typically reprograms.
That's correct.
TPMS.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah. I can't imagine why they're pushing it that way, but. Yeah, so number one, if the car's under factory warranty, that's all covered, we know. So the extended warranties for after that, most folks, though, on those extended warranties, they don't get used. A lot of people will actually get rid of the vehicle before it even gets to that point. So you buy a brand new vehicle, comes with a 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty, let's say manufacturer's warranty, and then they sell you an extended warranty on top of it that doesn't kick in until after the 60,000 miles. And a lot of folks, they don't even... you know, at 50,000 miles, 60,000, they get rid of the car. So all that money and those extended warranties are pretty expensive from the manufacturer. So
you'd want to watch for a transfer if it's transferable. In some cases,
correct.
It can be. But I can't think of anything that case of where we would have needed a reprogram of the ECU, you know, or some because of some update.
Well, in manufacturers, we do those all the time, though. I mean, with things that depend that fix cars with it. But a lot of times those happen when the car's under warranty anyway. They come out. So it's not, yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it on the repair invoice anyway. So, you know, reprogram or add a program update or a recall that it needs a program update.
Gotcha. And if it is a recall, recalls are no charge. So... One to everybody, no matter what the age of the car is, if they do a recall on a specific make and model, there is no charge for all the software or updating or anything that needs to be done. So,
okay.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, very good. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for the call, and I appreciate you listening. Have a great morning. Be safe out there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego and K-Praise. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock, and Mr. Kevin Bowersock is in the house with me today as we're talking about extended warranties, but we're happy to discuss anything automotive related with you. Brendan missed a call. Somebody called in during the break, and he had stepped out of the producer booth for a second, so if you're listening out there, call back. He'll answer your phone. Sorry we didn't get it. We try to get everybody that we can. Do want to remind folks that the show is brought to you by Auto Talk Radio. Is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified for over 28 years now, along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, taking care of folks out there in East County, AAA approved and SMOG certified for over 7 years now, doing it out there in East County. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego, AAA approved and SMOG certified for over 4 years now, taking care of folks out there. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall in the Golden Triangle right across the freeway from where we're at now, AAA approved and STAR certified for SMOG. Taking care of folks heading up on almost 2 years. It will be at April of this next year. So a year and three quarters or a year and a half. Year and a half, we'll call it. Anyway, all of us at the West Automotive Group, my employees, myself, and everybody come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. That is, we believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle service repair and find out what quality automotive and service repair is all about for sure. We are here to help you and take care of you like your family. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. We have several arms. Great. You know what? And I always tell my guys, and hopefully they remember, but if not, you can always ask. If you get one of our cards, one of our West Automotive Group cards with the 6 months no interest, you can use it multiple times, you know, as far as that goes. And each time you get the same kind of 6 months no interest. So it's a great card to have for emergencies or just service or repair and extend things out. Works out really good. So make sure you ask about our West Automotive Group 6 months no interest cards. You can take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis also. If you think you have a transmission problem, somebody told you you have a transmission problem, get into one of our facilities and get it diagnosed properly by the transmission experts, along with the fact that all of our technicians are certified master technicians also, so that you, if it's not a transmission issue, we can help you deal with that too. But we will know. It is unfortunate that I've seen too many people get a transmission repair or replacement or something like that and not correct the problem. That's a lot of money spent, and we want to prevent that. We don't want to be repairing anything that doesn't need to be repaired, which is extremely important. So stop in or hop on westautomotivegroup.com, make your appointment, get in. We'll be happy to do our CertiCare transmission diagnosis for you and figure out what's going on. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, along with low-cost rental vehicles at all four of our locations. So go to westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can check out Automan segments also, where I'm the Automan on the CW every Friday morning and Friday evening news, or Fox 5 on Wednesdays. I'm also the Automan there in the morning news. So you can check that out. That's Automan. You can just go to the Automan off of the westautomotivegroup.com or Auto Talk Radio also. And also, a lot of folks been asking, we are now podcasted on several areas. So everything from, I can never, so anyway.
Spotify, radio.com.
There's a Twixer or something like that too.
Exactly.
What is it called?
No, you got it right.
Twixer?
Yeah.
Or Tweeter or whatever it is. I don't know what it is. Anyway, yeah, Spotify, radio.com. You can, iHeart. There's, you can find Auto Talk, and you can find the, The Answer San Diego 1170, and we're, the Auto Talk Radio is all podcasted there. So if you miss one, you can get it, or you can just go to westautomotivegroup.com and jump on the Auto Talk Radio, click right through, and there you are. So all good. What's happening?
Nothing.
Yeah, it is. We're on radio.
I know, but I'm just thinking of all the podcasts and all the different ways you can get radio on. You know, it's just kind of cool.
Correct. So, and we had some folks say that hey, they went to The Answer and they couldn't, that aren't in town here. You got to be, it has to be The Answer San Diego. There's a lot of Answers. They're all owned by the same company. They're all over the nation. So make sure you go to The Answer San Diego 1170 and you can listen to us live. So just through that, and you can do that through iHeartRadio. Or the radio.com. It's very easy to do. Or just go through our website over to it, and you can do it that way too. So anyway.
Tons of ways.
Multiple ways to make this happen. So we are here to for your listening enjoyment and also call in. So 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Like I said, check us out, though, at thewestautomotivegroup.com, and you can make appointments, see all about us, etc. You can email us anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. So good stuff. But once again, 888-344-1170. We're talking about extended warranties and are they worth the money spent on them? So the gentleman made a good point. So extended warranties sold when you purchase a new car, the dealer makes money off those too. That's why they really, and the finance director, that's their job when you're financing. Would you like to throw in an extended warranty on this? You're going to need this when your car runs out. You keep your car running out on a warranty. So some of them are transferable. Last caller, the gentleman mentioned that look for that, which is very important. If you're going to keep the car and you purchase one of those, you you get to use it, probably good. Most cars, though, all the big things now, like engines, go over 200,000 miles. I mean, if you take care of the car and service, most cars, some do not. But for the most part, we are seeing engines easily last 200,000 miles. Am I right, Kevin?
Yes.
So that your extended warranty is going to be out before that happens, usually. But we do see something like we did a Caravan, the rocker problem, the heads. We had to do the rockers in that. That was under the warranty. So there are some cars that these do work out for the client, you know what I mean, that have purchased an extended warranty.
Yes. That's why I was, in the very beginning of this, I was asking if there's any reputable companies to look for.
Okay.
Because I know, but there used to be reputable companies, and there used to be, we'll call them shady companies, or whatever you want to call them. I was just, before we got all this started, I was just trying to figure out, is there any good reputable companies like that you would want to look for if you wanted to go down? Some people like the secure feeling of having this stuff. I mean, even me, when I buy tires, I don't normally buy the warranty, because as many tires as I buy, I look at it as, and I've had very few problems with tires. So my thing is I've saved more money not doing it. And I figured at this point, if I have to go buy one tire, it's okay. So I don't normally do it. And besides that, I'm a tech too. So, I mean, it's a little bit different, you know, on that kind of affirmation. But some people feel very comfortable and like to have the security of owning or having one of these, and they're going to get one of these. So is there a reputable company that you would look for?
There's some more reputable than others, but here you go. So there are some, like I said, there's a big car reseller here in Southern California. They're probably the biggest used car dealer. That's all they sell is used cars.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they sell some. And so, yeah, I mean, they pay out. These companies do pay out.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So through them, I don't know. There used to be a GE one. That's long gone. That was a really good one back in the day. I just don't know. The manufacturers do still have them, but you got to purchase those when you purchase a new car.
Yes.
Typically. So even used cars on their lot, a lot of times they're not allowed to sell a Ford Extra Care or a Chrysler Care.
They normally sell an aftermarket one when they do that, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Just like that. So in some of these dealers have good ones and some do not. So it's hard. There's so many of them out there. It's hard to say now. The best way you'll know is like you said, is the manufacturer ones sold when you buy a new car. Yes, they cover a lot of things and they pay out. The thing with those is usually you don't end up using them because you get rid of the car by the time it's 100,000 miles and nothing bad's gone wrong with it or something like that. Or you keep it and pay out. But a lot more people move on to something different.
Right.
And if something happens to the car, let's say it's parked somewhere and it gets hit by somebody and it's totaled, well, you lose extended warranty too. That's all gone. It's all gone with everything when the car gets totaled. So it's not like you can switch it to another car or something.
Yes.
So just one of those important things. All right. Let's grab Curtis real quick and scan, though. Good morning, Curtis.
Thank you very much. The car is a 1997 Lexus. With a V6 engine and an automatic transmission.
What model?
ES300.
Okay, gotcha.
And the Haynes repair manual said Dextron 3 for both sides of the automatic transmission. Is that correct?
Yeah, for the differential and for the trans itself, yes.
Yeah, it felt creepy. I didn't want to 100% trust the manual, even though it should be right. You know, it's just felt creepy because...
Yeah, and
it looked like a differential, and I was thinking 90-weight gear oil or something.
No, a lot of those use automatic transmission fluid for the differentials on them. Actually, all those do, don't they, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay.
And that newer one probably mixes with the you don't have, it used to be back in the day you had to actually fill the differential and fill the transmission, but today's normally mix and you don't have to actually fill it. So, I mean, it fills from the dipstick too.
Does that have a separate fill that it's showing in the manual?
Yeah, you fill it from the dipstick, and you fill it from the fill plugs for the differential.
And it's a good idea to check it. Normally, it does still have the check plug on it. So,
okay.
And I'm not saying don't check it. Check it.
Well,
gotcha.
I was ready to put gear oil in it, but when I drained the differential, it came out tranny fluid, and I said, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And I looked closer, and it was my own reading mistake. So it felt weird. It was a new one for me.
Yeah, and you don't have, well, obviously, I don't even know if you can find Dextron 3 anymore, but yes, Dextron. So in the full synthetic Dextron, these days, 6 is fine for that also. So, and even an improvement, to be honest with you. So, all good.
Okay. Can I go to the next one?
Sure.
What about, does engine oil seal stop leak work very good for rear main seals a little bit? Does it?
No. So what that stuff does is swells the seals. And they start to deteriorate really fast. So it's a quick fix. And okay. it does, yeah. And then the problem with that also is Now you have impregnated every other seal on the motor with it. So even if you do that temporarily and we replace the rear main then and change out the oil, all those other seals are going to start with leaks failing left and right. So you're better off just to fix the leak and call it good with a proper new seal, and that way you won't be creating other issues.
What about the mileage of the, I'm saying the time period, you know, it'll work good for a short while, what, 6 months to a year, and then it'll deteriorate?
Just depends on how bad. It depends what's wrong with that seal, too. Sometimes it won't work. If that seal's actually torn a bit and it's leaking quite a bit, right, that won't fix it. The only thing that stop leak does with those is softens them up. That's why they start to deteriorate more. So if you got a tear in it or something like that, it's not going to help at all. And like I said, you will create issues with the other seals on the motor.
And then the same thing's true for any other seals, like power steering, the shaft seal.
Yeah, the stop. Once again, it just start, and then so you put that in a power steering system. Yeah, you might stop a power steering pump from leaking, but you're going to start affecting the rack seals and everything else. And you're going to end up with a lot more expensive repairs is what's going to happen.
Okay, but if I know I'm going to have to replace this power steering pump sooner or later, then it's not the worst thing in the world. Because, like I said,
it's going to affect the power steering rack seals, and that's going to be...
All the power steering...
Yeah, remember, those all have seals in them that send the fluid down. That fluid is shared, so it's going to...
I knew I should ask.
It's going to get expensive, that's my point. Yeah, bad idea.
So don't use it.
Don't use it. No, just repair what's leaking, and you'll save yourself a lot of money in the long run.
Well, now you know why I'm asking all these questions. The Haynes repair manual says you got to pull the engine tranny from the hood up. You can't remove the transmission.
Yeah, I know it says that, but that's not true.
So it's a real hard?
Well, the transmission, I wouldn't want to do it on the ground, but you don't have to pull the engine out of the car to get the transmission out of that vehicle.
Well, I looked at the frame tubing that built around the engine bay or the engine bottom.
It's called the subframe.
It's boxed in and welded together. It's got a box of heavy frame tubing. It looks pretty tight.
Oh, nope. We pull those out of the bottom all the time. So there is a part of that subframe that's removable. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
So, yeah, guaranteed.
Where do you find that info? I mean, I can figure it out on my own if I'm not too dumb.
If you look real close, you'll see where the subframe's bolted in there. I know it's large and it's big. Go ahead, Kevin. Kevin does these all the time. So
okay.
Well, normally there's plastic. Well, normally there's plastic covers over the big bolts. Normally they're like a 17, 19 millimeter head bolt that holds it in.
So, really? So but, they're not that hard to get out, the transmissions?
Well, I don't. I'm just saying you don't got to take the engine out. We suspend the engine. You also need a suspension tool that goes across the top that holds the backside of the engine. The front mount holds it in, and then we suspend the backside of the engine. So when you go, because once you take the trans out, there's nothing to hold the rear of the engine.
Well, I couldn't block it up from the ground.
Well, you could. But you're going to, working that close to the ground, you're going to, I mean, that's a tough one. I wouldn't recommend taking out a front-wheel drive transmission on the ground. It can be done. I've seen it done. It looks like a young man's game, if you ask me. At my age, I would not be doing it. I used to do things like that when I was in my 20s. But, on a hoist, it's quick and easy. Drop subframe, suspend the engine, pull the trans out. We do them all the time. Kevin can actually do it in probably 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
But on the ground, it's twice as hard?
Maybe three times as hard. And I don't know. You're a young man, so but it's really hard on the body.
I'm tired. Yeah. I like doing routine things that I've already learned. It's pretty hard and slow learning new stuff. But if I ever attempt it and you guys are still on the radio, then I could call you once or twice to get a few more tips.
Yeah, let me know. Or shoot me an email at autotalk@westautomotorgroup.com if you have a question on something specific like that, and I'll try to send you some information.
And one more last question on the car?
Sure.
I noticed in the manual for valve adjustment, it's got shims and a tool to depress the valve lifter.
Okay, yes.
Oh, are the lifter and the shims available at Common Auto Parts, or where do I go to get that if I need to?
The shims are available. Usually we get them from Toyota. So that has a cup-style system, I believe, right?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to check it out.
It's an overhead cam, so I believe it has a puck system, not shims. So the puck sits down, the puck holder sits down over the top of the valve, and then the pucks that go in there are in different measurements. So you have to go, no-go test them, change the pucks. The best way to do that is get no-go gauges and just check them. The valves don't wear a lot on those, so a lot of times they don't need to be adjusted. Okay?
Say that one more time.
Go, no-go. So that in the size. So the clearance on the exhaust valve between the cam and the puck, on those, I don't know what it is. It's probably 7,000s, 8,000s, something like
yeah,
that. Some
yeah.
are six.
6 to 10, I think.
Okay, there you go. So you can get what's called a go, no-go gauge that actually, it's a feeler gauge that go, no-go. It starts out at 6 and it goes, so you can determine, is it fine? You know what I'm saying? Is this good? Is this good? We use them because it goes quickly.
You mean the feeler gauges that are graduated?
Yes, there you go.
They graduate a couple thousands?
Yes, go, no, go.
Start at 7, go to like 9,000, something
like
that?
Exactly. They have different sizes of them, but yes. Yeah, we call those.
Or I can still use regular feeler gauges, right?
You can. Yeah, it just takes longer.
And the puck is, it's like a disc. It seats and stays in one place once you get it in there?
Correct, yes. You have to push down on the valve to the puck holder and the valve to put it in there. And then once you get it in the seat, it stays.
So I'd have to go to the Toyota dealer to get this stuff?
We usually buy them from them. There may be some aftermarket sources. I don't really know. Because what happens is you got to buy a certain size. We have a whole kit, and then we just replace the ones that are used so that we have those. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, and was there a wrench or something that you used to depress?
There is a tool
down so you can get the puck out.
Yes, there is a tool to do so. Yes.
Okay. And I thought you said something about they hardly ever come out of adjustment, or maybe you didn't say that.
No, I said they don't wear that much, so you know they're recommended to check them. But okay. A lot of times you'll find that a bunch of them don't need adjusted. You might find one or two that do.
Well, only had 320,000 miles on it, but it burns clean. It doesn't burn dirty. It still runs great. Idles great. The thing, man, as far as I can tell, I might get another 50,000-100,000 out of it.
You might. Yeah, no kidding. You're like me. I got 350 on my F-250. So, yeah, I know. I know what you mean. Keep it going.
I know old cars and what the mileage we got out of those things, and it's just the comparison is incredible.
Amazing. Just yeah, but that's a good motor too in that car.
Like when they recommend checking these valve clearances every 30,000s, it might be 60 to 90,000s before you might need to adjust them the first time.
You can go, exactly.
And then the timing belts. I think it's 80 or 90,000 miles replacement, recommended replacement.
Yeah, it's going to be 90 or 105 somewhere in there. So I would just stay on it around 90, between 90 and 100,000, you'll be just fine.
If it had a good quality belt on it, are they known to go much longer?
I've seen people go longer, but boy, you run a risk, man. Let me tell you, break that belt, you're gonna bend all the valves.
Okay, it is an interference motor?
On that one, I believe it is.
Oh, okay, thank you. I didn't know where to get that info. So thank you for your knowledge there. And one last thing on the what about when I got the valve cover off and I'm looking at the belts, if they look good, there's no cracking and all that? Because I don't know the history on this car. I don't know when it was replaced.
How long have you had the car?
Well, just about a week.
Oh, okay. You have no history on it. That you can look at the time belt and see. The problem with that is, boy, you just don't know a base. That, you know, a lot of cars like that, if the thing even looks like it's possibly, I would replace it because that the damage that can happen from it is just that car, the mileage, you bend all the valves on, the car is not worth anything after that. So, and I mean, you have a nice car now, you get a baseline, at least you know when it was replaced.
Well, I appreciate you having all this knowledge, and it's available for free over the radio. It's really very helpful.
No worries, anytime. Thanks for listening, and have an enjoyable weekend, and be safe out there with all the weather.
Oh, and good quality and cheap belts. What are the brands, you know? Because I, in a few years past, I put on some AutoZone belts on this Honda Civic that we had, and man, they only lasted 10, 15,000, and I didn't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of good belts. Like Continental has good belts. What are the other?
Gates.
No, what's the other timing belt? There's Continental. Gates. There's one other. You want a quality set, and you want to do the tensioners and idlers and all that at the same time.
All right.
So you get a quality set like that. If you have a question, let me know. I can look up a good quality one if you email me, and I'll shoot you the name and part number for it.
Thanks a million, man.
You got it, my friend.
Appreciate your brains.
You got it. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Take care. So great. We're going to have to take our last break here real quick. 1-888-344-1170. Jack, hang on. that went long, but boy, he had a lot of great questions, and I love sharing those with everybody. So 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer and K-Praise.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. We appreciate you joining us. Before I cruise on here, I do want to, Bill, my manager for Kearney Mesa, text me. My guys are always helpful. ASIN was what I was trying to think of. The belt kits made by ASIN are OEM quality. So the timing belt kit for that Lexus, the best one would be an ASIN kit usually. Comes with water pump, comes with the tensioners, idlers, hydraulic tensioners, all the everything comes with the kit. They're good quality kits.
Isn't that so cool they come with kits like that now? I mean, it makes it easy.
I know,
to...
before we used to have to piece everything together.
I know. It's like working at the dealer. When you even the transmission, to fix the transmission, there everything had to be pieced out single piece because they didn't really have seal kits, so everything had to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So in our world, and in all the parts inside a transmission, like clutches and all that, aren't made by the manufacturer. They don't, you know, most of them are made by
BorgWarner.
They're a big one. BorgWarner creates a lot of frictions for automatic.
Ray Besties. They're the two biggest.
Correct. So now they make different places like that we purchase from build what's called master rebuild kits where they put the clutches, seals, and all that stuff in them. But they put that all together with the manufacturer's numbers, so you can get it all in one kit instead of like I need five direct clutches. Yeah. So that's a lot of work. So. Anyway, so I did want to mention that ASIN is a great thing. I also want to mention that Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there without question. We do not stock nor sell anything else at the West Automotive Group. So if you need a battery for your vehicle, ask for an Interstate battery for sure. If you think you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Give us a call at one of our locations or make an appointment online and we'll get you an Interstate battery installed. If you need a battery for any other reason that's not automotive related, you can check them out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. That's Interstate Batteries, battery for every need. They're amazing batteries. Anyway, all right, let's grab Jack real quick here. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, you guys.
Thanks
great
for waiting.
Great show as usual. Appreciate it. I'm calling on my son's 97 Toyota pickup again. And what he's noticed is he's got an increased temperature kind of on the floorboard on the passenger side. Mm-hmm. And he's replaced the O2 sensor underneath. And he was wondering what that might be the result of. And he had mentioned to me something like the catalytic converter or something. I'm really not that knowledgeable on that particular vehicle. I was just wondering what you guys might think on what that might be. Is there any thoughts you guys would have on that?
Has the converter been replaced?
The converter has not been replaced at all.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. Well, I mean, as long as all the shields are on them, they tend not to too much, but you can sometimes feel heat there, I mean, from a converter. Does he notice the converter's not? What year is this truck again?
It's a 97, 2.7, four-cylinder.
Okay.
Manual.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Well, typically, if a converter was having a problem, like over 97, that converter is monitored, so you would definitely get a code or check engine light would set or something like that. So I doubt that it's over-temping. So it just may be, you know, the other thing that we found is sometimes, and I don't know, sometimes I've seen where people have had a car worked on and somebody removed one of the shields and left it off of the converter, which is possible on some of those. Some of the shields sometimes are removable on the factory converters. So, you know, that may be the only thing that I could think that would contribute to the floorboard getting warmer than it should.
Okay, but should it throw codes if the converter's gone?
Oh, yeah. So usually when a converter heats up like that, usually when a converter fails, number one, it doesn't overheat. It just stops working. Therefore, it doesn't produce heat. The only reason you'd get an overheating converter would be like misfires, raw fuel getting down into it, something like that, and you cherry the converter, which means it's working so hard, so well that it turns red and starts to glow. So, but if that was happening, you'd have other issues like misfires, and the car would pick those up, and it would turn on a check engine light. So, yeah. So I
think the car is running well. So
yeah, I doubt it's overheating. So the only thing I could think of would be if there's a shield missing or something like that. If it's actually an abnormal temperature, maybe I don't know. So just depends.
Okay. All right. So anyway, if we brought it in, you guys could put it up and you could see if the shields were.
Oh, absolutely.
In place, huh?
For sure. Yes, sir. No problem.
All right. Now, just one other thing. My wife's got a Audi diesel Q5.
Okay.
And,
what year?
It's a 2015.
Okay.
And it's got 50,000 miles on it. Anyway, she's really dedicated to taking it to the dealership because they've done her well.
Gotcha.
But anyway, they tell her 50,000, you don't have to worry about the transmission fluid. Your thoughts on that?
I'd replace it. I'd service it. Not the car. I'd service the transmission. Replace the fluid is what I would do. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys would do that too?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if she's planning on keeping the car and she likes this car. It's
right.
Once again, we talk about this all the time. Transmission is a hydraulic unit. The fluid picks up contaminants. There's wear. You got all these little particles running around, and it wears seals and it wears valve body bores and things like that. Keeping the fluid clean inside there, is the only thing you can do to really extend the life and the proper operation of that transmission.
Okay. And then how often do you recommend the change on the fluids on the transmission?
I typically recommend around, 18,000 to 20,000 miles, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. And if you do that, then you end up like with my truck with the original transmission in it, 350,000 miles working just fine.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, we'll be seeing you on that, okay?
You got it. Happy to help you out anytime, and thanks for listening.
Okay. Well, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, you too now.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, hey, we got some amazing, great calls, and I really appreciate everybody like chiming in today and calling in.
I would definitely service that Audi, too. It's got a ZF tranny in it, and the reason I would service it, number one, is because it is a pricey transmission, but the ZF does, and with every other manufacturer out there in this day and age, has problems with the valve body wearing in them.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping the fluid in the filter clean, yes.
Extends life. It's the only thing you can do for it.
I don't understand why, especially servicing cars like that, I mean, like when I say servicing, I mean like coolant flushes and stuff like that, it is a moneymaker so I don't understand why they're so against doing it. I don't.
They're not against it. Do you want me to tell? I can tell you exactly why they don't recommend it.
Why?
So manufacturers have changed and extended service intervals for one simple reason. The sticker number that you get to put on the car window of the cost of ownership of that car with maintenance yearly goes way down. Makes it a better value.
Okay,
therefore, more people buy it. Look, it only costs you this much to operate this vehicle a year and service it. So they figured that out.
Yeah, but I'm talking about she takes it back to the dealer, the service rider. Why is he so against it?
Because he works. He's not. He works for Audi.
I know.
That's what they've been telling him to do. And as you know, let's be honest, a lot of service consultants at dealers are what we call order takers.
Okay, you're right.
People that could ever. I don't want to say this, but there's a lot of great ones out there too, but just depends. I don't know. I don't know the guy dealing with.
So my question is still, I don't know why they're so against it.
Because I think most of them follow what Audi recommends, and the dealer they're working for wants them to follow what Audi recommends. So therefore,
good
I don't
point.
Think that's they're against it. They just don't. They just follow what Audi recommends.
Good point.
And like I tell people all the time on that car, you're right. Audi doesn't recommend to service that transmission, but I would, like you said, if I'm keeping the car, you know. Now, if you buy a high-end Mercedes or a high-end Audi and and you drive it 50,000 miles, you know, as far as that goes, and you're going to get rid of it, then whatever, it's whoever buys its problem after that, right? And we see a lot of those. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that switch those cars out a lot, but they have money and they don't drive them long and they move on. So you're right, that to them, that may not be that important to service. But if you love that car and you're going to keep it over 100,000 miles, I would surely be servicing the thing. You're going to save yourself a lot of money. How many of those do we see? Range Rovers, Audis, et cetera, we do valve body repairs on at 120, 130, 140,000 miles.
A lot of them.
And why?
Because they never serviced them.
There you go.
Because it scrubbed because the valve bodies are made out of aluminum. So, and with PWM valves in there now, they move back and forth a lot, oscillate. Correct.
Best thing I can say is there's a bunch, it's like sand going through it.
But even for the guy that's only going to keep it for 20,000 miles, service it, because it will have better performance than that 20,000 miles, just saying.
Very true. All right, I'm going to finish up real quick here with extended warranties. As far as I can tell you, you really got to be careful what you buy. If you have a question, get a copy of one. We're happy to look at it at any locations for you. We're here to help. You know, some of the new car ones, if you purchase them when you buy a new car, if you trade the car into that dealer, sometimes they can actually get you credited back if you've never used the extended warranty for some of it. Just depends. Every situation's different. Heads up. Pay attention. Most of these you hear on the radio are not a good deal, though. That's just most of them. Do your homework. Figure it out. And if you need help, get a hold of us. We're happy to help you. We appreciate everybody joining us. Keep the rubber side down and shiny side up, especially today. All the rain out there. Be careful in San Diego. Everybody else across the country, enjoy yourselves. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Thanks for joining Auto Talk Radio this morning. We'll be back next Saturday. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer in KPRA San Diego. Take care, folks.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.